Radio's main menu. This is DJ C at acbradio.org with news and views you can use. And special greetings to you around the world. This is Don Coco from Sacramento, California, welcoming you to my portion of the main menu today. On this program this week, I'm just going to look at a few of my favorite utilities. These are just odd things that I've picked up along the way that you'll find perhaps useful. And the first one we're taking a look at is a program called Menu Snap. That's Menu Snap, and you can pick this one up at www.hotfiles.com. You might want to do a search for Menu Snap. It's only a 20 KB zip file. And in the zip file, it has this program called Menu Snap. And Menu Snap, what it does, it will take your start menu items and your favorites from Internet Explorer and snap them into alphabetical order. So it'll snap them into alphabetical order for you. And that's all it does. That's its use and its purpose. Let's go to the folder where it is. And we have the program, so let's start up the program. And the program is coming up on the screen, and there it is. And we have we can tab across, and we have different options. We have the exit button, of course. Unchecked, snap start menu programs. And yes, we want to do that, so we'll check that box. Internet Explorer favorites, we do want to snap those as well. And those are the only two things this program will do, is snap both of those. And we have a button that says snap, and when I press this button, I get a box that says the menu order information for start menu and for Explorer was snapped successfully. This just means that these are in alphabetical order. And that's all it is. And then we just tell it exit, and there we go. Menu Snap from www.hotfiles.com. Now the next program I'd like to talk about is one called SmartSum Free Edition. This one is a SmartSum calculator. And this one can be purchased, or I'm sorry, is free. It's not, you don't purchase it, it's completely free. And you can pick this one up at www.smartcode.com. And we have, it's in the programs group, we have it here, it installs. And this one has replace calculator with SmartSum. It's the first one. What that means is it will replace the regular Windows calculator with SmartSum. And I told it, sure, go ahead and do that. And you can restore the original calculator. Why you'd want to restore that boring calculator, I don't know, but you could. And we can start up SmartSum. So let's do that. And we have it up on the screen. And we have it now up on the screen. And I'm just going out making sure I'm at the window here. And We can tell it to do our calculations. Now, the thing that's interesting about this particular calculator is its ability to talk. It uses either a female or a male voice. However, these are actual WAV files that they've recorded, and these are English voices since this program is produced in England from smartcode.com. And this particular program is very good. I like it quite a lot. It will do square roots, percentages, tax tables, and tons of other things. It's quite an advanced calculator. But let me get up near my speakers up on top, and I will see if I can record something. So let's say we wanted the square root of 38. So I just type
38.
Okay, I've got 38 on the screen, and then I type Q for square root.
Square root equals 6.16441400296.75.
And there it is. And then if I just want to go on to another calculation, I can do that. Oh, this has 10 memories in it, by the way, as well, so you can keep subtotals and This has a lot of advanced options that I don't even understand. But they have a good help file in it, and I guess that will explain everything you need. But let's say I wanted to do a simple calculation. So
4, 8.
Let's say I want to do 485 divided by 2.
Divided by 2.
And then I hit the return, and it will read the answer. So 485 divided by 2.
Equals 242.5.
Okay, 242.5 is what it came out to be. Oh, this has 13 decimal places, this calculator. So it's pretty cool. And again, this one's called SmartSum Free Edition from www.smartcode.com. And you might want to check this out. It's okay. It works real good. It runs fine. And I think that you'll find that it's a good calculator to replace the Windows calculator. And like I say, it has lots of advanced options, but it's a very good calculator from www.smartcode.com. Okay, on today's main menu, and this portion is being recorded using the Hear Me voice technology, and I welcome Dave Vaughn from Utah. And Dave, you have an interesting program that you've been playing with. Why don't you tell us about it?
I've been playing with a program called Web Shots, and basically what it is every day there is two new pictures that you can put on your desktop as wallpaper. It's kind of interesting. I really like it.
Okay, so is this a program that a person would download from their website? Is that how it works? Does it install something on the machine? Is that how it works?
Yeah, it puts an icon on the desktop and an icon in the system tray. Yeah, and it's a little program that you download. And then each day you visit the website, and if you like the two pictures that they have available, you download them and it adds them to the program.
Okay, so it adds the pictures to the program, and then they're available. And does it erase the older pictures from days before or no? Does it just keep adding pictures so that you can switch them back and forth when you're in the mood?
It basically keeps a database of all the pictures, and you can switch between them at your leisure. Or you can have it change the picture every day.
Oh, this is very interesting. Okay, so this would be more for a sighted user who wants to just change their look of their desktop, their wallpaper, every type of day or every day. They can log in and grab different pictures. What types of pictures does it show? What types of pictures does it download?
They have all kinds of pictures. They have pictures from scenery from all over the place. Sports. There are several categories to choose from, and you can also download the software where it has a group of your favorite type of pictures already for you to get started. So,
oh, very good. Okay, well, that sounds pretty interesting. Perhaps I know that our blind listeners probably would not be too interested, but some of our sighted listeners would be interested, or perhaps a blind person who has sighted people living there might want to turn them on to this program. Where can a person download this software from? And I assume it's freeware?
It is freeware, and it can be gotten from www.webshots.com. That's WEBSHOTS.com.
Oh, very good. Okay, so if a person is interested, they can go to www.webshots.com and download the program. Thanks for turning us on to it, Dave, and thanks for being a part of the main menu today.
You're welcome.
Well, that's it until next time. So on behalf of the main menu, this is DJC at acbradio.org. Thanks for listening. See you next week.